And welcome back. And we have Tim Alexander here. His blog, you've got some pretty funny pictures here. It shows the guy that did the, what's his name, from the San Diego News. And he talks about, you know, in other news, shows Trump touches, it shows two cats. I know you're a cat person, so you must be, yeah. This must have been funny for you. More victims come forward. Tim, we had Tex Mars on the last hour. His latest book is The Destroyer of the Antichrist is Near. It's obvious that we have the whore of Babylon running for president right now. I think it's going to be catastrophic whether Trump gets in or not. If Trump gets in, the globalists are going to wreck the economy and start war, and he's got a big mess to clean up, and we'll probably have a period of grace for years. But if America stops repenting down the road, just like ancient Nineveh, we're going to be back in the tank, and satanic evil will be promulgated on America, and we'll get destroyed. So people need to continue to repent into the deep future. The problem is right now...
I have a... Dr. Bill, I have an article on my blog, Europe, I've linked. America is about to face the worst crisis in its history. If Trump wins, he should follow Putin's strategy when he first became president of Russia. When Putin went into power, Russia was a total economic disaster.
Right.
The oligarchs were controlling things, and the people had lost their currency had been devalued, and it was just really in the crapper big time. And he turned things around, and that's why he's still president. And he's still very popular. He threw a lot of the oligarchs in jail. He got the Russians behind him. He went after the Muslim terrorist in one of the regions of Russia.
Yeah, Chechnya.
Chechnya. And he did the logical, smart, rational thing, and it really made a heck of a difference. Now, that certainly could happen, and I hope it will happen. There's some really interesting things going on. There is early voting going on now in a number of places. In the state of Florida, it shows that Trump is winning in a landslide.
Right.
It actually reminds me of the Truman versus Dewey or the Reagan versus Carter races. Reagan was actually supposedly behind Carter 2 weeks ahead from the election and won by a landslide. And, of course, Truman, even the famous newspaper, I think it was New York Times, that said Dewey won, and he held it up on his train and said, ha, ha, you know, but Truman won. Because polls have two purposes. There's the inner polls that they don't release, that so the people running the campaign can know where they're at and what direction to go in. And then there's the polls for the public, and they're propaganda. And they've never been more propaganda than this. Well, by the way, in Wisconsin, the state put out an early readout on their early voting, and it had Trump literally in a landslide over Hillary. And then they rescinded it and said, oh, that wasn't a real result. That was just a test. It wasn't a real result of early voting. Well, actually, I think it probably was real. And and following on the Florida thing, it is indicative of the fact that if they don't steal the votes, that Trump will literally be winning in a landslide. In Indiana, where I'm at, they've just begun early voting, and their lines are long, which is extraordinary. When you see people turning out to vote, they're early and standing in long lines to vote, they're motivated.
They're Republican. They're Trump supporters. They're not just Republican, they're Trump supporters.
Well, let's put it this way. Tim Kaine had an event yesterday. I'm trying to remember where it was. It may have been in Florida.
He had 30 people there. By the way,
about 30 people.
My minor correction to his name now. I've added to it, and I want this to be remembered now. So use this if you're going to quote it. This name came from Deagle. After his performance in the Pence debate, his name is Tim Kaine. Because he had to do at least three lines or some crack cocaine before he went out there, because he was on something.
Mike Pence, who's governor of my home state, he has thousands at his rallies, and his opponent drummed up about 30. Hillary has been getting hundreds of people, and Trump gets multiple tens of thousands at his events. That is highly indicative of their supporters are highly motivated, intend to vote. The supporters of Hillary, by and large, are not motivated. I think Trump is going to win by a landslide. Now, if he doesn't, and it's pretty obvious that they've stowed it, we could be in for one hell of a mess, because I don't think the public and I don't think his supporters are going to stand for it. I think there'll be legal contest throughout the country. They'll try to get the Supreme Court involved, but the Supreme Court under the Constitution does not have a role in federal elections. And in the election for president and vice president, the Supreme Court does not have a role. It usurped that authority when Gore ran against Bush. And quite frankly, Gore really won that election. He won the...
popular vote.
He actually won the numbers. He had more votes, but he actually won it because of the hanging Chad and all that nonsense in Florida. The Constitution, what happens is you elect members of the Electoral College. They meet in each state capitol on a certain day, and they cast their votes. Those votes are then taken a couple weeks later to a special session in Congress. The House of Representatives meets. They look at the votes from each state for president, and they either accept or reject that. The United States Senate meets in a special session, and they count the votes for vice president.
So, in other words, it's an amalgam of a bunch of state votes. It's not a federal election at all. Because it's really state votes through an electoral college. It's not a federal election in the sense it's a collection of state votes, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it goes back to the founding fathers were afraid of exactly what we have today, people being misguided by the news media, and they had a very primitive news media in the time, and people who are basically too dumb to chew gum and walk at the same time voting, and there was all kind of restrictions on who could vote. But in any case, you have had situations in the past, it was well over 100 years ago, where you had a president of one party and a vice president of another party. What you could happen, well, if the election for president is contested, then the House votes, but they vote by states, each state having one vote.
Right.
A state like Hawaii, which has two congressmen, has one vote. A state like California, which has 50-some congressmen, has one vote. And so that state casts its lots. And the majority in that state is what determines that state's vote. If it's tied, then that state does not cast the vote. So you can get into some really weird math if it's a contested election. And we literally could be looking at riots and everything else.
We're not going to look at riots. It's going to happen. It's my guess that 70%+ of the population are going to vote Trump. They're going to steal the election, and there's going to be riots. And the media is going to try to be. I would say about three quarters of a chance that that's going to happen. One quarter is that they're going to let Trump get in, but then they're going to try to confound him with economic chaos and war.
War and economic chaos. You're right.
Yeah.
In the Scottish referendum a couple years ago, should Scotland become break away from the United Kingdom and be an independent country again? I believe that the Scotland vote for independence clearly won. But the government, the Westminster crooks, carried the day. They stuffed the ballot box. When it came time for the Brit exit, for Britain to exit the EU vote, people had learned from that experience. And the votes, the public was so overwhelmingly in favor of getting out of the EU. They were seeing this mess in Germany and in France and so forth with all these immigrants. It was so bad that they could not, the crooks in Westminster felt that it was too overwhelming, that they would have riots and God knows what if they tried to steal it. So they let it pass, and it was about 70% to get the hell out of the EU. So that could happen. The thing is, the control of the sole superpower, the United States, is so vital to the globalists that they may well. And when you're saying three fourths that they'll steal the election, a fourth they'll just let it ride.
But if they let it ride, they're going to cause chaos. They'll cause the economy to crash.
Absolutely.
They'll cause Obamacare to crash, and they'll start a war.
Well, they'll probably do that anyway.
Right, but either way, it's going to happen. So, but if they have a Hillary presidency, which is probably three-quarters of the chance, we're going to have riots and we're going to have a hot revolution. It's going to be a pitchfork revolution.
Well, we'll see, but it could be a hell of a mess.
It's going to be a mess either way. To me, it doesn't matter. If Trump gets in, he's going to start trying to clean it up. It'll be like trying to go into a latrine, but you realize the bottom of the latrine is not just, you know, human fecal matter and urine. There's alligators and python snakes down there. So you're going to deal with live vermin that wants to eat you alive when you clean up the mess. So it's not going to be simple. And they're going to be throwing live vermin down in the latrine while he's trying to clean it up. So Trump's got a lot bigger job on his hands.
Spitting poisonous cobras, you know.
Right, and you know, they call it Diplodocus, which is that one, that spitting dragon in ancient, reptilian times 60 million years ago, that would make you go blind, and the spit would have dissolved your flesh, your eyeballs, or your head while it tried to eat you. Yeah, so, you know, that's the kind of stuff we're going to deal with. They're going to crash the economy either way because they want to bring in the mark of the beast. They want a war with Russia because the war card's coming out. They want to reduce the population, so want a thermonuclear, biological, and chemical exchange. And they got their underground hotels. Why do you think so much money has disappeared? Because they're building, you know, Willy Wonka underground shelters called deep underground military bases. They refer to as hotels. I call it Wonka World. You got a ticket because
if money is your god. And I have a buddy, he's a multimillionaire, but he's OCD about money.
Right.
And he's not a bad guy other than that, but he's just, you think he was on his last nickel, but then he'll sit down and tell you about his latest investment or something, but while he's ordering off the children's menu to save a dollar. You know, literally, stuff like that, I could write a book on it. But anyway, if money is your god, there's never enough money. And these people have trillions in some cases. Certainly the Rothschilds are estimated the whole family has somewhere 500 trillion or more, a big percentage of the entire wealth of the world.
45 to 50% of the wealth of the world.
But that's not enough, you see. And they don't have enough control. And essentially, we have been the middle class in America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Europe has been strip mined. They are gutting us. They're taking our wealth. And a lot of people, in their mind, they're middle class. They may still hang on to their house, but quite frankly, they're in debt up to their eyeballs. They're not middle class, and they have I think a third of the public couldn't lay their hands on $1,000.
I got a new term for you. I call it the moo class. See, they treat us like we're a herd of cattle, and they milk us. You know, they're not killing us. They just want to milk us. So if you have a herd...
They do want to kill us eventually. I think
eventually we're going to abattoir so they can hang us on hooks. But in the meantime, they want to milk us. Milk cattle.
Yeah.
That's why I call it the... what do you think of this term? I call it the moo class. How's that? Instead of middle class, I call it the moo class.
Well, I'll tell you. This and Trump has said this, and I don't think he's being narcissistic. I think he's actually being quite factual. This is the last chance for America.
That's why when I hear people like Mark, who called in from Oregon, who thinks that we should have a smooth transition of power, excuse me, Mark, there's no smooth transition. If we don't win this election, or if we don't resist if Hillary does get in, it's the end of the road. there will be no America. There will be no Republican. There will be no Christian nation. There will be no constitutional republic. It'll cease to exist. It'll just be a trade zone.
Dr. Bill, if you don't believe that, you need to go to what WikiLeaks has, her speech, which she tried very hard to keep secret,
right,
to Goldman Sachs. And she said very clearly to these banksters, actually, that have given her infinite millions, she said she and, of course, George Soros want a nation without borders, and she wants the America borders to be wide open. In one year, we would have just a flood tide of people from Latin America, from Africa, from Arabia, and around the world. Literally, their countries would be chartering planes to get rid of their surplus.
Well, you know, I've heard that the
surge
right now...
We would be destroyed. We'd have maybe 50 million immigrants in this country in 1 year.
Right,
you'd have people in your neighborhoods, and then, of course, this bitch from hell wants to take your guns away, so we'd be like some of these people in some of the European countries. You got 50 or 100 Muslims or North Africans walking down your street, and you don't even have a gun to protect yourself.
Doesn't sound like a positive
thing.
I don't think
that's going to fly, by the way, in America.
Here's what's going to happen. Yeah, well, here's what's going to happen. If she tries to pull that off, it'll be a hot revolution. We'll march in every capital in the United States. We'll march in Washington, D.C., and we'll arrest all these characters, and they'll go to a military tribunal. That's what'll happen. It'll be a legal tribunal. It'll be done in proper order, but it's going to be a hot revolution. It's not going to be funny. And if they think they're going to pull this off and just shove these...
Can there be hangings afterwards?
Well, it won't be curtains. It'll be rope neckties.
Well, yeah. I mean, good old-fashioned American necktie party.
Right. So, you know, I don't want to see it go down that way, because there's enough Americans that are going to go along with trying to subjugate American citizens. And let me tell you, I'm going to give you a warning. They did this a few years ago with Governor Pataki of New York State. And Governor Pataki met with the Special Forces Delta guys to say, hey, we're going to start seizing guns of veterans at 3 a.m. in their home. And the veterans and the special SWAT team said, no, we're not going to do that. You can come with us, Governor. First home we'll go, we'll get the gun. Second home, they'll have spotters on the roof with armor-piercing weapons. And we're not going home to mama. They're going to kill us. We're going to have the tracks blown off our bear cats. We're going to get shot with armor-piercing weapons, and they'll blow us up with grenades and other things. And we're not going to go home. We're going to die. And you have to understand that.
I know of some deputy sheriffs that a previous sheriff had been, was a real gun, not a gun pro, but wanted, you know, guns taken away.
Right.
And some of his deputies told him, well, you go in first.
Yeah. Well, what they'll do is they'll remove the body later. Hopefully he won't be in full rigor mortis, but he'll be dead really quickly. And the problem is the governor...
I've got some artwork on my site, Europe, yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's a composite picture of these guys helping Hillary up the steps. You know, she's got her...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love that.
Well, yeah, and she's going to a hangman's gallows. And Hillary's self-repressed biggest fear, rope collars. So they're helping her up to the hangman's noose. And it's a scream. This is the strangest election cycle in living memory, and then some.
Yeah, and one of the ones you have below that is pretty funny. Miss Hillary, she no here right now. She is at the cemetery registering voters.
Yeah. And the pretty one good below that is not funny. But
yeah, Hillary Clinton says you can kill a baby with the day that's born, delivery just hours before it's born. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that. And Trump caught her right there, believe it or not.
It shows a newborn baby, you know, mother holding her.
Cryptocurrency. It is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, Talking Pictures made silent movies obsolete. obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009, but now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
And Tim, we're back.
You know, it's a actuary study. Analysis, and it supports a Trump win and a tough landslide.
I think so. I think it's very probable, unless there's, and it would be have to be pretty massive voter fraud to overcome this landslide, what I expect. In fact, there's some professors that are predicting 87% chance
of
Trump winning.
Norpoth.
Norpoth.
He's predicted the last five presidential elections perfectly.
Yeah.
And he says that he sees a strong win by Trump, virtually a landslide.
Right. And that's what I expect, too. But if there's a large enough fraud, you'll have a hot revolution, because people like me will not submit. We'll not give up our guns. We'll create all kinds of alternative weapon systems, both physical and spiritual, and we will resist them in every possible way. It's not going to happen. We will not submit to a Hillary presidency, period.
Well, I'm not going to advocate anything criminal or violence.
No. Well, I'm telling people, go to their county sheriff, not criminal, get yourself guns, prep in terms of care bars, get yourself food supplies, talk to your neighbors, get ready to resist violent revolution by the government trying to come in and take our guns or do things to put us in civil detention camps. That's normal. This is not, we're not talking about violent. We're talking about resisting every possible way through legal action, through just prepping to contact your sheriff to make sure we're ready to deal with disaster, including getting ham radios and learning how to do ATLS, basic trauma life support, basic cardiac life support, and deal with wounds and so on. Just prepping up to the hilt and having lots of guns.
One of the scenarios in that case, if they haven't already played the war card, will be probably to play the war card And by the way, there was an interesting article I carried a day or two ago. GPS system has stopped working in central Moscow near the Kremlin.
Pretty funny, hey?
Yeah. Yeah, people are finding, you know, they get their GPS out and they're, you know, in Russia for a business trip or holiday or whatever. And it's showing them 40 miles outside of Russia, outside of Moscow. And there's a, what? We're in downtown Moscow, you know. And I've been in downtown Moscow. But anyway, the Russians have systems that can jam GPS. And where that's very important is most of our precision-guided weapons depend on GPS. Never count the Russians out. They're very tough bastards when they have to be. And let me tell you, the German soldier was probably man for man the best soldier in World War II, and probably World War I as well. We were pretty damn good, and the Russians were pretty good. But man for man, they were probably the best trained and so forth. But the Russians ate them alive. And we Americans, we think, well, we won the war. No. If you look at the number of Germans that were killed and the number of tanks and aircraft and so forth that were eaten up, it basically 90% of the action took place on the Eastern Front.
Right.
And the Russians, don't count them down. The worst thing you can do is underestimate your enemy. And they don't want to be our enemy, by the way. They're not our natural enemy.
No.
They helped us in the Civil War, and, you know, they, like the United States, have shared a frontier. Their frontier was Siberia and that great wasteland, and our frontier was the American West, and we're Christians, we're Europeans. And they don't want to fight us, and quite frankly, the American people have no desire to fight the Russians. Why the hell would we want to fight a country that's got more nuclear bombs than we do? And why? So one group of Islamic jerks can take over from another group in this country or that country? What do we care? There's so much that we need to be focusing our money and resources on in America. I live in a nice middle class subdivision, and a guy I've known for years. I noticed a few weeks ago he had a bunch of stuff piled up like they were cleaning the house out, and I ran into him at Sam's. Well, his wife had they had insurance, but his wife had some real bad medical issues, and. They lost their house.
Wow.
And he's about 65, and they're going to be ready. That happens all the time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back. So, Tim, we have a situation now that is pretty dire. And I'm just putting up some numbers there. One quarter of the time, I expect, even though it's probably already a landslide for Trump, he'll get in, and as he starts to clean things up, they'll create a disaster around him to make it very difficult. Three quarters of a chance, if Hillary gets in, we'll have a hot revolution. Now, it may not be hot right away, but as she starts to do things like stack the Supreme Court, seize guns, declare martial law, it's going to go hot. I mean, there's just no way around this, because they're going to keep pushing until they get pushback. And the pushback here in America is going to get nasty. You know, people think, well, it won't be so bad. Wrong. Hillary Clinton is not going to have her hand off the tiller, like she said about Obama, how he's always golfing as a hand off the tiller. She's a control freak, she's a Satanist, and she's a paranoid maniac. And you know, she wants to start war with Russia. She wants martial law. She wants the unraveling of Obamacare so she can put single payer. We're not talking about a healthcare system like even Canada, which is, you know, pretty pro-death, to be honest with you. They kill a lot of people in Canada and do a lot of abortions. But no, we're talking about an American-styled, horrendous single payer system where you force vaccinate people, you force people to take treatments that they don't want to, you suppress natural therapy.
They're going after nurses who refuse to take the vaccines. I think what's going to happen is people are simply at the point. I have said for years that people vote their pocketbooks, and they should have a more Christian awareness and more intelligence than to wait to the point where, you know, it really is hurting their pocketbooks. but many don't. They prefer to be woefully ignorant.
Right.
But what's happening is the great American middle class, which is the mass of the people. I remember since the World War II, we've been a very prosperous country up until about the last decade or so, and it's really gone to crap. But it's getting worse all the time. And I think as more and more people realize that things are literally going to hell, and then, of course, what you're seeing on the very near, not even the horizon, but much closer, is in a total global economic collapse, people are not going to put up with that crap. And people are beginning, several things are waking people up. Of course, the Internet is the great driver. It's the Gutenberg press.
Well, that's why they start crashing the Internet, literally, after they threatened to do a cyber attack
in
Russia.
They wanted to do that.
Within days, they started having cyber attacks in the eastern seaboard, and then it went to Houston. Now it's in the west. These things are happening because they don't like the fact that we're the real media. To me, the so-called media, which is television and so on, these big networks, they're just a distraction. Millennials and now more people are basically saying, to hell with the so-called regular media. They're just a distraction. I call the snooze-tainment to put your brain to sleep. They're dangerous.
Well, they have so discredited themselves in this election cycle. I talked to my mother-in-law the other day about this. She's 93. And she's quite aware that everything's distorted. And she might normally be upset about some of the things that they've said about Trump. She doesn't believe them because they came really after the mainstream media had woke her up to the fact that they're nothing but a bunch of damn liars. It's all propaganda. And I think that's a phenomenon we're now seeing. Is people aren't buying all this stuff, and you know why now? You know why now are we facing a war with Russia right before the election or after? People are waking up to the fact that they're being manipulated. Their lives are now literally being put in danger, and their property values, their hope for the future. You have more people that are 30 years older and younger living at home with their parents because they can't afford the rent. You had one of the WikiLeaks tapes had the new, I can't think of her name, the new black lady that's chairman of the Democratic
Party. Donna Brazile.
Right. In an email to Clinton's campaign manager, Pond Dexter, and she said, look, people are hurting. She said, most people, it takes half their money just for rent. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough, I've owned my home for 35, 36 years, but people that have to rent, well, $500 will get you a dump in the ghetto a month. $750 won't get, and I'm talking about conservative American Midwest, I'm not talking about big cities. $1,000 a month for a decent two-bedroom apartment in a complex that's fairly safe and so forth. Well, that's all fine if you're making $60,000 or $70,000 a year, but damn few people are. You have a lot of people working two part-time jobs because, one, Obamacare kicks in at 30 hours a week. The employer has to pay, and they're not going to pay $300 or $400 a month. And so you have people working two or more part-time jobs, and they're low-end jobs. The jobs that are being created are waiters and all kind of low-end jobs. They're not the good-paying jobs that will keep our country going. You know, and if you don't believe that, look at the clothes on your back. Look at everything you go out and buy. It's not made in the United States anymore. Used to be if you went in a shopping mall, probably 95% of everything, probably higher than that, in the mall 20, 30 years ago was made in the United States. Now you'd be very lucky and very hard-pressed to find even 5% made in the United States.
Right.
And I'm, you know, in my town, we had in one of the little towns nearby, Boonville, named after, you know, Boone, the famous frontiersman.
Daniel Boone, right?
Yeah, Daniel Boone. They had a pajama factory that made real high-end things, and they would sell slight seconds. And as a kid, I had $50, which was a lot of money back then, pajamas from Saks Fifth Avenue. My mom and a lot of ladies would go to the pajama factory, and they'd buy slight seconds for, you know, really cheap. Well, they don't make anything like that in this country anymore. Another little town nearby, Rockport, they made toilets and all that. Good luck. I mean, most of that stuff's all imported. If we have a war and have an EMP attack, we literally would have to go to our enemy to buy the replacement parts to get our electrical system back up and running. We've shipped everything overseas.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
So globalists can make more money. Yes, it is crazy. And the only person in this election cycle, of all the people that ran for the nomination on the Republican Party and the handful that ran on the Democratic Party, the only one that was consistently, clearly talking about bringing the factories back was Donald Trump. Unless you bring the factories back, we're done. It's over. Gone. The rest is all BS and hot air. You know, you have to put people to work. And I mean at a decent-paying job where you can raise a family. You don't have to have a mega mansion. You don't have to have these McMansions that cost several hundred thousand each. But you need to feed your family, to have a car, have insurance, put your kids through school, and have a decent life. That's the American way. That's why our ancestors came here from Europe, Asia, whatever. And the ones from Africa, well, they fought their way out of slavery. And we are here so that we and our children and our children's children can have a decent, prosperous future under God in our country. And this is being destroyed.
Yeah, this is the end of the road. The globalists have said by 2020, less than 4 years from now, they want the New World Order in a borderless world. They want globalism, just like this speech that Hillary did to this bank.
Yeah, I want them to hang. How about that?
Well, I think what's going to happen is this is the end of the road. So when people try to say to me, Dr. Deagle, don't suggest that we have to have a hot revolution, I'm not suggesting, I'm just predicting that this is going to happen. Because you start pushing America over the edge, and you're going to get pushback, and it's not going to be pleasant.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't want this to happen. I want Trump to just clean up with all of his multiple points, clean up the corruption, bring back jobs, make America strong again. This could be done very cleanly, just like cleaning up a very bad infection in a gangrenous limb. You don't have to amputate and put hyperbaric oxygen, get him on our antipathogenics, and it's fine. But, you know, what Hillary's going to do is wait until the limb needs to be cut off, and then to save the life of the nation, she'll literally amputate the leg, which means we'll have martial law, we'll have starving people, we'll have incredible violence. And then it'll be too damn late.
Yeah, she might forget to tie the artery off.
Well, you know, that she's so incompetent and so evil, she'll glory at the fact that we cut enough deaths just because she's incompetent. I mean,
you know, if you study what the State Department security officers said when she was Secretary of State, what the Arkansas state troopers that were guarding her and the governor.
She's got one foul mouth, hasn't she? Has she got a foul mouth?
Well, much more beyond that. In fact, I know somebody that knows somebody who was Secret Service agents. Got a little back channel way, and it's much worse than what you've even been hearing about. She is so hateful to these people. And I always maintain one of the best ways to judge a person is give them power. It can be a tiny amount of power. They can be a deputy assistant manager in a store. And if they're a monster, it will show through. If they're a decent person, it will show through. Well, she's a monster. And, I mean, and stupid on top of it. Because when you have armed men around you that are literally risking their life to keep your butt alive, and you crap all over them and treat them like lower than dirt, that's not just rude and crude. That's stupid.
Well, they could just step aside and just let her.
This is a lady that wants her finger on the nuclear trigger. She's a psychopath.
No, you got to understand, it's not a lady. It's a 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian monstrosity inhabiting her flesh. She's wet-wired to be avatared. We're not dealing with a normal person. Remember, her family of wizards and warlocks for many centuries. She was given over with snuff films, with snuff activities, killing children. And that's why that's the thing that gets her off most is watching
well,
snuff.
Well, I think you're right, and I'll tell you. I cannot stand to listen to her. And I'm getting over a sinus infection. I tend to sometimes get them in the fall, but I can have a drink or two, and I'm fine. But if I kind of tie one on, particularly in the fall, I'm going to end up with a sinus infection. Well, the first debate, I wiped out half a jug of pre-mixed margaritas because I just couldn't stand it. And I tapered off the last two debates, but I cannot stand to see that monster. She looks at the camera and she lies, and she's so proud of her lies. There is a viciousness, there's an evil there that you rarely see that level of intensity.
She's got this rage. While she's lying to you, she's in a demonic rage. How's that?
Yeah, well, she is really bad goods. I mean, yeah. She's a very sick and very evil.
I told you when I saw her personally at Dakota Ridge High School in 2000. I met Bill, and he's the kind of guy you couldn't trust, and you could shake hands with him, and he'd take a six-pack of beer and go fishing, but he'd take a leak in your boots while you're standing there, shake your hand, tell you a funny joke, and stab you in the back at the same time. With Hillary, I shook her hand. It was like holding a dead mackerel. That was the event horizon, just like a black hole of evil. And I didn't see a 5'4", pantsuited, blank-faced, cold female that looked at me like with this cold stare. I saw a 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian monstrosity, and when it saw me, because I have second sight, it looked at me in terror because I was the only one that could see it in the room. And you got to understand, Hillary Clinton, I know this as a spiritual fact, is 1,000 times worse than any other individual. And I've taken care of people at the Banfield Pavilion in Vancouver in 1977 that were serial killers chained at the neck, arms, and legs to their bed with two armed guards aimed at the patient's head, a gun, and at their chest. And she's 1,000 times worse. This is the most evil person I've ever met on earth is Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
She's it.
Yeah.
She is the whore of Babylon.
She's the first and the globalist one in power.
Right. And she's going to, according to Solinsky, she's there to introduce the Antichrist to the world. Did you know that Solinsky actually prophesied that before he died in 72? That she would be introduced.
He was a monster right out of
hell. He dedicated his book to Lucifer, Rules for Radicals.
Well, that figures. I mean, the thing is, you can't make this stuff up. And it is that nuts. By the way, here's a little brief summation of what Donald Trump wants to do in his first 100 days. This is just a few of the sound bites, like on the economy.
By the way, I posted it up on NutriMedical. It was his video, and also all these articles and these points that you're going to make, they're all right there in video and text at the top of the NutriMedical website, NutriMedical.com. Good. Go ahead.
On the economy, change has to come from outside our very broken system. We've doubled our national debt to $20 trillion under President Obama. Nearly one in four Americans in their prime earning years isn't even working. I'm asking the American people to dream big once again. We'll withdraw the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We'll cancel every unconstitutional executive action, memorandum, and order issued by President Obama. We will cancel all federal funding of sanctuary cities. The veterans will finally be taken care of properly. And if we follow these steps, we will once more have a government by and for the people. On Obamacare, fully repeal Obamacare and replace it with health savings account. On education, we're going to end Common Core. On tax reforms will be greatly simplified. And when they know there are consequences, our companies will stop leaving the United States. On voter fraud, 1.8 million dead people are registered to vote, and some of them are voting. 2.8 million people are registered to vote in more than one state. 14% of non-citizens are registered to vote. According to Pew, there are 24 million voter registrations in the United States that are either invalid or significantly inaccurate. And he said, I just learned on video that the violent protests at some of my rallies were caused by paid Democratic National Committee and Clinton campaign operatives. And by the way, I think he's filing suit against Clinton over that very issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, these people will do anything because they have no morality. They're totally immoral.
But, you know, I want to put this warning onto those people that are evil. The wrath of the righteous is far more destructive and annihilating than the helter-skelter of the evil. The destroyer of worlds is not Lucifer. He's a perverter. The creator of worlds is the Most High God, but he's also the destroyer. So Satan's not just going to have a bad time in the corner. He's going to be annihilated. And so are all these evil minions that have done things like Hillary Clinton. And we need to pray for them, that if they don't repent, their day is a day of destruction.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, Tim, we're going to get a little break here, but then we'll come back and do a quick video summary. Not an hour, probably about 15, 20 minutes. And expand on some of these issues, and we'll put up some pictures from your site and other ones available one of the things that I think that people should do is, number one, pray, because what we really need now is grace. And it's not just knowledge we need or even emotionality. We need to realize that America was founded as a modern incarnation of the resurrection of the ancient Ephraimic Empire, the House of Ephraim. The House of Judah returned to the land in unbelief like a fig tree. And again, remember, because it had no fruit, it was cursed by Yeshua Jesus, and it died. Now, the state of Israel right now, if you're living in Israel, like Barry Chomish's family, who was, they tried to kill him three times because of all of the journalism he did to release the truth. The state of Israel is literally hanging in the balance, because if they try to do the Samson option, all the people that are not in a bunker in Israel are going to die. 7 million plus. So the Holocaust, which they try to keep on projecting 7 million, it probably wasn't. It was probably more, somewhere 4.5 to 5 million. A lot of them died of starvation. They didn't die in ovens, which is a pile of garbage, because it takes a lot of energy to cook them down to ashes. Because they died of starvation. The German troops themselves only had a few potatoes and some minor things. So a lot of the troops were starving to death in the field in the cold winters, and they had lost supplies. That's why they even made diesel fuel, because they didn't have oil and gas. Diesel fuel from coal. So what we have is a situation now where the globalists are literally ready to turn off the lights. Hillary Clinton supports the carbon credits. She supports globalism. She supports Obamacare, which, by the way, they want to force vaccinate us, including adults. They have 271 vaccines in the pipeline, and they are not going to make them just mandatory. Well, it's a really good idea. They're going to put a gun to your head and say, if you don't do it, we're going to come and get you and force vaccinate you in your home or your parking garage or wherever. People need to understand what Hillary wants to do is completely satanic. She wants to disarm us, flood us with foreigners, have terrorism, and then declare martial law. She wants to collapse of the economy, so eventually all of our divots are in their supercomputer and any other form of legal tender, including, by the way, even says in the Bible, your gold and silver will canker. So as far as the Global New World Order says, the idea of gold and silver to them might as well rust, because they're going to make it illegal tender. And by the way, with Patriot Act 1 and 2, which came in pieces, if you use anything that violates state or federal law for 1 year, you can be executed or put in a civil detention camp permanently. So you have to understand that what Hillary's going to do is so horrendous, we have to be prepared for resistance now.
Let me give you the last couple sentences from the gospel reading today in the Orthodox Church, Luke 11, 10-1. You need to ask God for help. And he says, and I tell you, ask, and it will be given you.
Right.
Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Ask God for mercy and help on America and on Donald Trump in this. If everybody will pray and pray and pray, God will answer our prayer.
Absolutely.
God is on his throne.
Absolutely.
He is infinitely powerful.
We've got about a 10-minute break, and if you sign up for live stream, we're going to do, if not a live stream, a video capture. We'll have it up in half an hour.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.